You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
So, Armand, we forgot to tell people that you have a project.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're terrible.
We're terrible.
We're the worst.
And whatever. That's cool. We can just do the top of Side B.
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 40 Days officially has a release date.
Yeah,
December 8th.
Armand, wake up. What is 40 Days?
40 Days is an artistic interpretation of Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days. So it's in the book of, well, it's in the Gospels, but.
So are you pulling a Chris Brown and will there be 40 tracks for 40 days?
There's no way. Listen, one of the albums that we're going to talk about today is 17 tracks. And I was like, there's no way I'm listening to this whole thing. There's 5 songs. The instrumentals are included, so that makes it 10. But 5 songs on the project. They're all produced by a friend of the show, Wes Pendleton. And it all connects to the album. The album is still coming. This is not the album. This is the EP. This is not the album. This is the EP. And the album, I'll just say this. If you're paying attention, then you know when the album's coming out. I'll say that. But you can pre-order it now. Bandcamp, iTunes, Amazon, everywhere you get music, Google Play. It's everywhere. The whole video is coming soon. A whole bunch of stuff is coming soon. Commentary, stuff like that. We got to do something on the show, Doc. You know, we always do like the super nerdy extra breakdown whenever I put a project out. We need to do that.
Yes, sir. So what y'all need to do is, first of all, go buy the single. And then secondly, you should find your streaming service of choice and just play it over and over.
Yes.
And over.
Please.
No, but seriously. Please go. I mean, listen, if you listen to this show, there's a decent chance that you are fans of Armand. So, at the very least, on your street, you think so? I don't know. You know what? Just go listen on your streaming service of choice. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you probably have a streaming service. Maybe I'm wrong. But, if you're not sure if you want to pay for the single, at least go listen.
Yeah, at least check it out, man. I mean, even when you're listening, you're paying for it. So, you know, let me know.
Well, that could have been real fake deep. I like that. Even when you're listening, you're always paying for it.
What are we talking about on Side B, man?
We're gonna talk some music. We've got some random stuff. So we got your man Mason Betha and Cameron Giles. We got a project from Fabulous and Jadakiss. We've got a random NERD future record. What else we got?
Jaden Smith album.
Jaden Smith.
Saha the Prince album. There's a lot. There's a lot of places we can go.
So let me just be upfront. I heard bits and pieces of the Saha the Prince album.
Okay.
And what I heard, I was basically like, kind of wish Kanye was rapping.
The beginning, like the first four or five songs on the album are definitely Pablo throwaways.
Right. Yeah, like the Pusha record and yeah.
The Schoolboy record. Those are super Kanye throwaways. You can tell.
Okay.
Now, I heard about that much. I got to a record called... I forgot the name of the record. The Jagged Edge record is cool.
Like it samples Jagged Edge or it features Jagged Edge?
No, it features Jagged Edge on it. The sample is actually the same one that was used on Tupac's Pain and Armand Wake Up's The Inside. Here's one thing I don't like, though. When they toss it to Jagged Edge, I hate when singers sing and they like cuss when they're singing. Tarius might be the only one that does that, and I'm not like... It's not even irritating. It's just corny.
Right.
When Tarius does it, it's not all that corny. But that just kind of threw it off. Hold on. Let me look up. What's the name of this song that was really dope? Oh, God Bless Your Heart. Dope record. Dope record. I didn't get past that. And of course, the Kanye feature is right after that.
We could listen to it live on the show.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Where are my real ones at? Hey! All the haters stand on that side, that side.
Oh, I have heard that.
Oh, I heard that. All the suckers stand on that side, that side. No.
Why'd you put that in the middle of your album? Probably to say, I don't need a Kanye feature. I got one, but I don't need it.
Sia has an interesting career.
How so?
I mean, you gotta believe that probably most of the stuff that he considers to be the best stuff that he's written is probably... never going to be stuff that he's actually rapping, right?
Yeah.
But he felt, he probably felt like he wanted to keep some stuff back. I don't know. It's not really sure to me. Not really clear to me how that works. Because is he a good music artist? I don't think so.
No, he's, well, if he is, this wasn't released on.
Right. So it's Sony. So it's not like Kanye has like an incentive to, oh, we're in the studio doing stuff. We're saving this for Sci-Hi's album.
Now, did you hear about all the good music that's coming out? All the music from good music that's coming out in 2018, Kanye's producing it. So Pusha album is all Kanye. Kanye's working on a new album.
What happened to the Pusha album that had a whole bunch of Neptune stuff on it?
We're going to talk about the Neptunes in a little bit. We're going to talk about Pharrell in a little bit.
Mm, mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. I feel like I heard him say a Cudi album is coming that's all Kanye.
See, the thing is, like, I know that Kanye has been in the studio with people who are really talented at like producing and making music. So like, I hope that when he says he's producing it, he's not excluding stuff that he has made with other people. That's about as clear as I can say that. Like, you know, yeah. Let's hope this isn't, you know, Kanye going back to the NPC and we're going to get a bunch of Otis. I mean, maybe that'd be interesting, but like.
Whoa. Hold on. Explain yourself.
No, what I mean is like, I think Kanye is actually really good at getting all these people together and synthesizing something out of it that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Got you.
And so while sure, we could just have Kanye go and do a bunch of like, here's like soul sample stuff that I did before. Like Kanye can actually take us to a place that's even higher than that when he's at his best.
Yeah.
Right. Like we've talked about it on the show, like the miracle that is Father Stretch My Hands. Like,
right.
I can't think of any other artist who could have possibly like brought those people together and pulled that off.
Yeah.
Right. That song is so many different like pieces and chunks of different things that become this one thing. And like when Kanye's at his best, that's what he can do. Like, I want Kanye in the Quincy Jones role. I really do. And if that's what he means, then I'm all in. Right? Because otherwise, that means I'm going to get a Pusha record where it's like, okay, here's some, here's a track or two left over from all that stuff I did with Timbo, and let me bring in Metro, and let me do, you know, like, you're going to get that. And if Kanye being like the overarching sort of, you know, ear on the project, that's good.
Yeah.
Kind of like how, you know, RZA is credited with executive producing Supreme Clientele, even though he didn't produce each individual track.
Right. Sure.
Right. I think that, like, if that's the model, like, I'm in. If that makes sense.
Bong bong. Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
So are we just getting this, all this other stuff out
I
the
mean,
way?
You mentioned Pharrell.
Okay. So you want to get into that. So new NRD. First of all, NERD release date, December 15th.
That's the Eminem release date, too.
That's the Eminem release date. So definitely we'll be doing a show then.
Okay. You sound so excited.
I know. I'm thrilled. So new NERD. What's that?
I was going to say it's NERD in future.
It's called 1000.
Right.
Now, they're riding some momentum because the reception to Lemonade, Jesus. Check side A when we talk about Beyonce. The response to Lemon was largely positive.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think I heard anybody say that they didn't like the record. People either at worst they liked Rihanna's part or they liked the beat.
Right.
But the response was largely positive for that record. So then you follow it up with, you know, he's got sneakers coming out, a whole bunch of other stuff, and now more music. 1000 featuring your man Nevadius.
Yeah.
So, Doc, you made a point. I think you can go ahead and put on the Swami hat, the Swami Clockstradamus hat.
Yes, sir.
One of the reasons why I really wish we were in the studio to do this show live every week, because I feel like the show would be 20 times funnier.
Well, plus we could we could do videos, and then, you know, we could actually have like the Clockstradamus hat.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It would look exactly. It would be the Negro Damas hat. It would be purple.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'd have championship belts, the whole nine yards.
Oh, we totally could have championship belts. That would be so fire. So you made a point where you said, I don't know if this is going to be an NERD album. This feels like Pharrell wants to make a rap album.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, eh, give it a chance. This kind of sounds NERD. Maybe it's like the most recent album. I was way more optimistic than you, but I think you're going to be right, judging off this future record.
What kind of concerns me is like, I'm hearing these records and like he's done better rap stuff lately. Like the record he did for Lil Uzi Vert is better than either of these two.
That record is hard. And that record, not just better, like that record's dope.
Right, that record's really good. And so like, if we're going to get Pharrell making sort of trap-ish, but sort of modern, but still kind of funky and weird like hip hop, I'm hoping he kept the best stuff for himself. But so far, I'm like maybe one for two, maybe.
Yeah.
This Pharrell record, I mean, sorry, this Pharrell Future record. I'm just calling Pharrell Future because like, where's Chad? Where's Shay? I don't know.
Yeah, where's Chad? Where is Chad? Seriously.
Where's Chad? I mean, here's the thing where I can kind of see in a weird sense why this is called NERD, because the way that this new generation does their live shows, they look more like rock shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they go tour this record next summer at festivals, which they were going to do, you can almost see it immediately. It's going to feel like a rock show.
Yeah.
And the NERD influence comes full circle back again. But that is the biggest reach I can possibly make to call this an NERD record. Because otherwise, this is just Pharrell, you know, in the studio with people and coming out with a bunch of stuff and calling it NERD. Why not just call it a Pharrell album? Because when Pharrell puts out an album, it's a pop album. I'm not really sure.
Right. I forgot all about Girl.
But listen, Childish Gambino makes a rap album, then he makes a soul album. Like, I don't think that matters, but I don't know. Calling this an NERD album is just weird.
Yeah, I think at the same time, I think you are being a bit of a traditionalist. Like, people can grow and evolve. Because, I mean, Childish Gambino, like, I would have wanted him to make another. Like, if the Childish Gambino, if Awaken My Love wasn't as dope as it was, would we be asking him to go back to Because the Internet? Or yeah. If Because the Internet wasn't that, was if Because the Internet wasn't as good as it was, we'd be asking him to make another, what was it called? Bonfire? Was that the first album?
Camp,
whatever. Yo, you said that like you were so offended. Like, it's Camp, Armand.
We have a reptile. No, no, you so know I, what? I, like, here's what I'll say. NERD, in a lot of ways, really made the idea of merging rap and rock something that, at least for me, not a novelty, right? Like,
yeah,
because there were right there have been lots of efforts to merge that, including a ton of stuff that was like, and then you had like, you know, what Limp Bizkit was kind of trying to do, and then what Linkin Park was kind of trying to do, but even way before that, like they didn't invent this, but what they did is they really like sort of merged in and out, and it was like, well, what if we like rap and sing over Neptune's beats, but that are played in a rock style? And it's like, and they really like evolved down that world. And right. So considering this whole new generation of hip hop that is coming up, that is basically like a cross between early 2000s, like pop rock and hip and trap music. And these concerts are now resembling rock concerts. It seems like a really missed opportunity to actually do what an NERD album would sound like in 2018.
Sure.
It sounds so, and maybe I'm being a traditionalist, but it's also like, I don't know, try something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because basically this just sounds like, listen, you know, we love Pharrell in the show, right? We love the Neptunes, but this is Pharrell surrounded by like, this beat is Pharrell surrounded by 7 keyboards. Like, there is an awful lot happening here.
I saw DJ Boop said that this song sounds like if you played every song on Jaden Smith's album at the same time.
Speaking of Jaden Smith. You heard the album?
I skimmed through the album. I heard a lot of good things. Oh, this album is great.
I already love where this is going.
I know I said that. I was like, but I sound pessimistic already. I wanted to like the album. I don't hate it. I just don't need a full project from Jaden Smith. It's like his raps sound like his tweets. Like the production is good.
His flow is good.
And the cadence are there. The flow's there. The cadence is there. Because he's got a record with a kid named, I think his name is Taku, from like 2013 or no, like 14. And that record is tough, like super tough. That's all I needed from Jaden Smith, like ever in life as a rapper. All I needed. I didn't need a full project. But he's like, he's not saying anything. His intro is like broken up into four pieces, which is such a like fake deep Twitter thing to do. And yeah, some of the records are just like, man, I wish Tyler would have like got a hold of some of this production. I wonder what Tyler would have did on this. It reminded me a lot of like Potholes, which I love off of Flower Boy.
Yeah, I could see Tyler and Jaden doing interesting stuff together.
Mm-hmm. So, it's not trash by any means. It's just, it also made me appreciate his father. Like Will Smith is 100% one of the greatest rappers ever. Everything that we gauge who the greatest are, Will Smith has had a hand in that type of success. He's done it. Or he can do it. First of all, who's more influential than Will Smith?
Jay-Z.
Nah.
Mm.
Jay wouldn't be doing what Jay's doing if Will didn't do it first. Nope. Will was the first one to like really branch outside of hip hop and bring hip hop outside of that.
Oh, sure. Will, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, sure, Jay did different things and you know, I mean, you can't even say because Will's a mogul too. So like, can't even say one's greater than the other. I think Jay did a better job of presenting his influence. Like, this is what I've done.
Yeah,
this
is really what I'm making you all do.
But I think Will Smith's nothing. There's nothing where I can say Will got records. Will got hits. Will just does everything. Just has done everything that we judge the greats on. He's done it. I'm cool with the air. I'm cool with it.
That's fine.
I'm cool with it. Yeah, I won't argue it. But to me, it just made me appreciate his father more. And it made me say, okay, y'all was supposed to go on tour. You and Jazzy Jeff supposed to go on tour this summer. I need that to happen. I don't need a Bad Boys 3. You're doing Aladdin. I don't need Aladdin.
Wait,
I need
who is he going to be in Aladdin?
He's going to be the genie.
Oh, God.
So what happened was the Bad Boys 3 script was like delayed, or they were making revisions to it, or him and Martin read it and they didn't like it. Something happened and something was held up in the production of it. And Hollywood was like, hey, we got $20 million. Want to do Aladdin? And Will Smith was like, yep. So, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You want to talk about Mason Beth and Cameron Giles?
Okay. So when was Take 'Em to Church?
Oh, God. 2004?
Yeah, because it was on Jim's album.
Yeah.
Everybody welcome in this and welcome in that. He went and welcome in the first place. How we welcome him back. You get Uncasa on a diss record, like something's cool.
Where is Uncasa? Let's go.
Man, I think I ran into his Instagram one day. Like, I was just in the depths of my explore page. I was like, is that Uncasa?
Man, listen, that explore page.
I feel like the explore page is what hell is going to look like.
You can get trapped in it.
Yes.
All of a sudden you're like, what am I doing? Why am I still scrolling down?
Yes. It doesn't end.
Never ends.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, classic. It did make me revisit the classic Hot 97 interview, which is a pivotal one of the greatest moments in hip hop history. Is that you, Betha? Pray for Jimmy. God bless Jimmy. Things of that nature. Just amazing banter. So Cam's been dissing Mace for the better part of 12, 13 years. Cameron puts out a mixtape. What was that? 2 weeks ago? Last week?
Unfortunately, yes. It's terrible.
You heard it?
I listened to the whole thing in the car.
Wow.
I was offended by the mixing.
You love hip hop, man.
It was bad. It was so bad.
You love hip hop.
It was bad. It's like, come on. Come on, man.
You're really one of those like.
Like.
You're really one of those like hip hop and you don't stop types. You really love hip hop. I'm not listening to a Cameron record in 2017.
I was curious. It's just amazing how cheap it sounds.
He's been doing that for a while. Like, he'll get all those records from A-Rap.
Yep.
And then like his mixes will be terrible. And then A-Rab will put out like an instrumental CD.
It sounds like 10 times better.
Sounds way better.
I don't know.
Okay. So, he dissed Mace on yeah. the intro to the mixtape. And then Black Friday, early in the morning, I'm just there, randomly at my girl's house on Twitter, like 10 in the morning, and boom, diss record. I'm hearing this really disrespectful. I listen to it. I hear the flutes. The flutes are unleashed, Doc.
Yes, sir.
And it's 4 minutes of Mason Betha unleashing a tirade on Mr. Cameron Giles. Okay. Here's the thing with the diss.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why the diss has worked for so many people, or for pretty much everybody. Well, first off, did you hear the diss?
I did.
And?
Mace sounds bad.
Whoever says, oh, this is the Murder Mace.
No,
this
no.
is not Murder Mace.
No.
Go Google Mace Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That, or Google Mace Locks Hot 97 Freestyle. This is not Murder Mace. This is not I Was Murdered, P. Diddy Made Me Pretty. Nope. This is...
I don't even know what to call this flow. He just doesn't even sound like Mace. I'm so used to the Mace flow that
he's
it's
chasing
like,
after the beat.
Yeah.
I think this is how you feel about 444.
Oh, no. 444 is much more disjointed than this. But that's also a conscious choice.
Well, yeah. Well, it's different. So what I mean by that is like, so Jay says that he kind of did that intentionally. He wanted it to feel like he was just mumbling through thoughts,
yes,
whatever.
Agreed.
So Jay sounds like he's like fumbling over it. So it kind of sounds like I just wrote this verse. Let me get this rough and then let me sit with it for a couple weeks and then re-record it and polish it. That's what 444 sounds like. This sounds like the beat's too fast. This sounds like the ice cream truck is running. Mace didn't hear it until it was like three houses down. And he's chasing after the ice cream truck, and the ice cream truck will not stop. And he's forever three houses away, like in distance. He's forever chasing this beat.
He just doesn't sound good on it.
He doesn't. There's no worse than the flow is the vocal inflections.
Mm.
Some of those lines would have hit harder if he would have said them differently with like more authority. This literally just sounds like a run-on text message.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, he's getting pretty vulgar. Like he's getting in there, but like, it just doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So then your man Cam responded.
Yep, like what, two days later, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and
I kind of like. I mean, first of all, it sounded better than anything on that mixtape. I didn't mind it. Like it sounded all right. It sounded like Cam, like a washed Cam, but it sounded like Cam. Mace didn't even sound like Mace. So I was like, okay. I mean, I don't have a dog in this fight, like in terms of like who I want. Like the thing is, like we've talked about in the show, beefs are won by who the like general public wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if there isn't an obvious winner, then often whoever has the first mover advantage has a lot of advantage. Right. And even though it was a response to something that Cam said on the mixtape, like Mace really took first mover here. Right. Like he went in.
Yep.
And so that means that Cam's got to respond. And by the way, there's at least a 50% chance this is all for promo.
Yeah.
You think this just magically happened, like when Cam's trying to make music again? I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I feel like Cam has always been making music. Like there was also the Diplomat reunion, show. Like this didn't just happen 2 years ago, and then 2 years before that, they put out a record with the Heatmakers called "Once Upon a Time." I think I liked it.
Yeah,
I think I did. I almost feel like I want to hear it.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm pulling up right now. Okay, here we go. I feel like the record was dope. Heatmakers,
crack music, Dipset. This more than just music. You know the rest. Jones, nigga. Try to blackball me, so I ask him where the hoop at. In the Soho in LA, asking the valet where the coupe at. I'm with the 80 for the jet to meet with Jay, and then I flew back. The ace of spades they put up on my tab at the two stacks. Signing my deal.
You know what? It sounds like a dog beat.
I was sitting there. I was nodding my head. I was like, man, I feel like I'm back in 2004. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Reggae was dope.
Yeah.
It's very old heads like us, we're like, yes, yeah, do this. Like,
yeah.
So I mean, I can see what you're saying is for being like a promotional tactic, but eh.
But
I really feel like they genuinely don't like each
other. I was gonna say, like, logic would say that this is a promotional tactic, but they're getting a little too like deep and dark for this to be promo.
Yeah.
Talking about messing with people's sisters and
yeah, and blaming Hutt and the crash and all of that stuff. Is that like, that's a lot.
But it seems like people of the people are going siding with Mace on this.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. But do you want to hear more from Mace?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to hear. No, I don't want to hear Mace. I'll go back and listen to Bad Boy This, Bad Boy That. I'll go back and listen to Harlem World. I'll go back and listen to Get Ready, which I feel like is super. If Get Ready would have came out like a year before it did, that would have been a hit record. Like, the Shiny Suit era was dead by the time Double Up came out, and people weren't trying to hear that.
I don't think I heard Double Up until we did the Bad Boy Retro.
I agree. Same.
Yeah,
same.
I just, it's funny. Like, you talk about the Shiny Suit era. I just realized, you know what we're going to be celebrating early next year?
What's that?
The 20th anniversary of It's Dark and Hell Is Hot.
Woo! Go back and listen to that Rough Riders Retro where we trashed DMX's discography after, and then there was.
I mean, you made it that far. I mean, I stopped at the first album.
Nah, first two albums. Well, first album is classic. Second album is classic for reasons other than the music, because the music didn't age well. And then there was X, just wasn't good.
Okay, speaking of things that have aged since the late 90s.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your man? Your man's Fabulous and Jadakiss?
Yeah, let's talk Fab and Jada.
So Friday on Elm Street, which was originally titled Freddy vs. Jason.
Probably couldn't clear that, right?
Right. Has been speculated about for some time. And in fact,
some time is being really
generous.
Being real good with the words. Nice with the words.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely stuff that they recorded for this that didn't make it, and I'm not sure why.
Mm.
Like, there was a single early this year with Tory Lanez, Rapture.
Yeah.
Which is not on here.
Probably couldn't clear that sample.
Mm.
But that record was dope, though.
Right.
Anytime A-Rab flips like 80s and 90s R&B, he almost always kills it.
That was Vinyls.
Was it Vinyls?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
And so now the lead single is Stand Up, with your boy Future Hendrix. And I mean, I don't exactly have track-by-track notes on this, but
no.
Let me tell you. There are some hilariously bad songs on this. And I need to talk about these hilariously bad songs.
Okay, can we talk about the good stuff first?
All right. So let's see if we agree. I think the intro's not bad.
The intro's fire.
And Fab is way better than Jada.
I like Fab's a better rapper. Jada has the better beat.
Oh, no. See,
I love how it transitions and then they picked the Friday the 13th sample, and the way that it loops in the drums, like, that part was just. Pfft. But yeah, Fab is definitely rapping better than Jada.
And actually,
on this track,
I would say that on the entire album, I think Fab raps better than Jada.
I feel like Jada. I don't feel like Jada's whack on the album.
No,
I feel like Fab just kind of is like. I think Fab was like, "Yo, I'm on a project with Jadakiss." Like,
Fab feels like the boxer who's like been in shape. And Jada needs to play his way into shape.
Yeah, I'm thinking more. So Jada is like, what is his name? I see his face. What was the name of that fat guard from the New York Knicks? Hold on. Of course, I'm Googling fat guard New York Knicks. I know somebody's screaming at the.
Yeah.
There he is. Hold on. So basically, Jadakiss is Raymond Felton.
No, oh. I was gonna say, like, when Shaq was getting older and he kind of would like show up out of shape.
Oh, so Shaq in like the Boston days?
Maybe Shaq in the Cleveland days.
Cleveland days, because his last all right team was what? Phoenix.
Yeah.
But that's because the Phoenix Doctors are wizards.
There's going to be a scandal about those Phoenix Doctors. Listen, there's no such thing as wizards. It's just...
It's called drugs.
Right, right. So the intro is good to... I'll say it's good.
I'll say this. That's what should have came out on Halloween instead of the Future record.
Mm, agreed, you put agreed, out, agreed.
It's Halloween... You put out a video, y'all are in the woods, just put the song out, and then that's like you're making people salivate for the project.
Right. And in fact, it would have been a total like switcher up because people would be like, oh, we're getting this.
Yes.
And then they would go be like, oh, actually, we got something totally different. So listen.
Here's Future.
Listen, we're going to get to Future in a second. We're talking about stuff we like. I like the record with Swiss. I like theme music.
Theme music is dope.
Even if it's full of oops pow surprise lines. Like, let's... There's a lot of that.
Right.
They're really trying.
Oh, shoot. I feel like I gotta go watch oops pow surprise because I totally forgot that dude was rapping. I used to be able to, like, rap that whole part. That's hilarious.
Listen. I know when Fab thought of the dropout couplet, he was like, oh, I got this. I know he was thinking that. Jada had some struggle bars on here, but I appreciate it. I like the feel of it. It works.
Yeah.
Swiss is like, oh yeah, you want a beat? I'm going to put a filter on a Marvin Gaye record. What's going on?
Was this was a, I don't think this sample has been used since Your Man You Got.
Is that right?
Bizarre.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know that because I bought that single.
Mm.
Beat was tough. I like Soul Food too. Soul Food is cool.
Soul Food is really generic.
It's generic, but
both,
it's cool.
Both Ground Up and Soul Food definitely might have been put in my hand on as a CD that was like when I did music showcases in New York City in the late 2000s. Like, there's a decent chance that those two beats were on there, but they're not bad. And then... actually, that might be it.
No, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Stand Up is such a New York City record.
Oh, my God. First of all, it's called Stand Up. New York City is the only place that is still regularly standing up.
Listen, New York City, stand up right now. The beat is so much like, all right, what if we tried to kind of do the Atlanta sound, but we didn't go get a big name producer?
Yeah, it's like a New York dude doing an Atlanta record.
That's exactly what it is. Sorry, Reezy Renegade. I apologize, but...
Reezy is a super New York producer name.
So, Stand Up is bad.
Yep.
Principles is just terrible.
I don't even remember Principles.
Neo to Matrix. I don't know what you're doing.
Neo.
Talk About It with Teyana Taylor.
No.
Listen.
No.
Mark Henry, what are you doing?
And I like Mark Henry.
First of all, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because you started with the first of all. I know you're trying to go.
It's a record called Talk About It.
Yeah.
And they spend the entire time saying what they are supposed to be talking about.
They're talking about it.
Right. Also, Fab dropped the There's No Justice, Just Us line. Oh. And I did the face palm. I was like,
I didn't get that far.
Yeah. What are you going to say about Talk About It? Wait, what's that sample on? I see Babyface in the credits.
What? Oh, is it a...
Oh, Can We Talk?
First of all...
That was great noise.
Yeah, that was definitely me dropping my iPad on my desk in disgust. I have a beat that samples Can We Talk?
Yeah.
It's actually dope. I'm just sitting on it waiting on the right time to use it. But like... all right. Here's my problem. I think I think this song is the reason why we didn't need this album.
Can I tell you what Marissa said when she heard this?
Oh God, what'd she say?
She says, okay, so, cause I was like, okay, I was like, yeah, this is the record where they kind of try to like be topical. And she's like, and she's listening to the beat. She's like, yeah, but then are they trying to take me to bed? Which is true. The topic of the song and the beat make no sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this was like, you could tell they're like, all right, So we're like 9 songs into this album. Def Jam wants 12.
Right.
We gotta like switch up. You know, we can't just give them all bars. Like, you know, we gotta do something different.
We gotta talk about it.
We gotta talk. Like, or one time they was getting high. Like, this is just like, man, how come no rappers ever talk about it? I just no.
Right.
No. I didn't need this record.
All About It is just such a generic Montana throwaway.
Yep.
But can we talk about I Pray?
No.
Listen, first of all, Sean C and LV and Adrian Young should be ashamed of themselves. This hook, like Swiss, first he sounds like he's like singing bad karaoke, but then he like tries to get crunk on like the last part of the hook. I have no idea what's going on here.
There's a lot happening.
I feel like DMX should be on that.
It definitely should have been a prayer after this record. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
I have nothing really. I mean, Ice Pick, aside from the beat being way too low for reasons I can't quite figure out. My favorite part about Ice Pick is that Jadakiss says that he's heroin compatible.
What?
Which is just, what does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
Right. Heroin compatible.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk all about it. I pray.
Oh God. Yeah. Nope.
Nightmares ain't as bad.
Yeah. I don't need anything else on this.
I did. I didn't need the remix of Stand Up with Yo Gotti and Jeezy.
Listen, man. A lot of rappers need Yo Gotti right now. Yo Gotti keep a hit. Yo Gotti stays on the radio.
When I got to the 12th track and Apple Music cut off and all I could see was like Stand Up remix featuring Future ... I immediately knew that they were going to put Jeezy on it. And I didn't even have to ask.
Yeah, because Jeezy's like the...
It's like, oh, Def Jam, like, and let's go-to. Do this thing.
Yeah. This, a lot of these records, so records like Ground Up, Soul Food, like All About It, these sound like Def Jam songs.
Mm.
Like, judging off of the Jadakiss album that we got a few years ago.
This definitely sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like these are records that they're just sitting in the office and they're like, hey, do these.
Right. I mean, part of the problem is like they did not record this at the same time. So
yeah.
I can tell you that because if you look at the credits.
Oh, it says.
Well, not even that, but you can tell there are recording engineers for each of their tracks. But then like one of them only has like for the track that is the Jada Styles P track, like only one of the engineers has that credit. And then for the, like, it's clear, like, here's Fab's guy, here's Jada's guy. They did not record this together.
Got it.
And so when you do collab projects, you need to feel that, like, ideally you feel some amount of chemistry.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to do them all together. Like, not in the modern era, right? But, man, there's no real, I don't feel chemistry on this.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, you know what would have been, I mean, almost more interesting? Like, just get the two of them to do like a Friday Night Flavors. Like, let's just freestyle. Like, that's what New York wants. Like, just do it.
Yeah. So that was the other thing I was going to say. Cause when Fab's Friday Night Freestyles tape came out, it was one of those things where, because it was the novelty of it, it did. And I think Fab did a really good job of like beat selection for the most part. It didn't feel like a lot. It didn't feel too long.
Right, like imagine if like on Halloween we got like Fab and Jada rapping over Stop Being Greedy. And they just picked all stuff that sounded like dark, ominous horror movie stuff, and it was like 5 to 8 tracks and that was it.
Man, what if we got Armand Wake Up rapping over Stop Being Greedy?
Stop Being Greedy is a great beat.
That beat is crazy. Yeah, I like how you refer to
yourself in the third person now too. You're really deep on that now. You're starting to sound like a wrestler doing promo.
Yo, relax, man. Leave me alone. You know it's affecting you when somebody says, "Leave me alone." Like, not even chill out, relax, just
leave me alone, man.
Oh boy. But yeah, I'm good on this. Except the 3. Like, I really, 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 really like the intro. I like the intro a lot.
Intro's cool, and theme music is kind of dumb at times, but it's so perfectly Swiss Beats. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. It's fine.
Yep. That's about right. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. Not great. Okay. Was there anything else this week?
Why do I feel like we missed something? Mm. But okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's all I had for notes.
Yeah, I think we're okay. We'll figure it out. Somebody will tell us next.
Somebody's going to say, you forgot about, yeah,
Dre. So, okay. So what's the next few weeks going to look like? Because this is the holiday schedule. Normally, this is when we kind of taper off and spend time with our families. But we've been doing that a lot this year.
Right. So sounds like we might try to have a little something special, maybe, around the release of your album.
Yeah.
Or your project.
Yeah. Yeah. Something for 40 days for sure.
Right. And then we'll do Eminem and then who else? And NERD.
NERD. Yeah, we got to do that.
And then maybe end of the year.
Oh, man. It's time.
It is time. I went back and re-listened to, because of the Grammy nods, I went back and re-listened to some of the stuff that was nominated for Grammys. And I was like, man, that Childish Gambino album is so good.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that album. That's one of those albums that I really liked. And then like, I'd never listened to it again.
Mm. Great album. Great album.
Yeah. Really dope. Really, really, really dope. Was it on your end of year last year?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Okay.
Bruno Mars was too, actually. Yeah. Speaking of Grammy nods.
Yeah. Huh. 24 Karat Magic. All right. Okay. All right. Well, then, yeah.
I think that's it for this week. So thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, use the hashtag ClockWriterSpeakers. Let us know what you think about the show. Hit us up at CRS Podcast. And hopefully next time we record, my voice will be back to normal. Armand, you got anything else?
Get well soon, Doc.
Thank you, sir.